Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, November 22nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, pups rescued from a Florida puppy mill are in desperate need of supplies. Two people are behind bars following the discovery of a puppy mill in DeSoto County. Rose Romano, the owner of Strawberry Farms, a husky paradise, was arrested in Salem, Virginia. The DeSoto County Sheriff's Office said Romano is awaiting extradition to Florida to face a judge. Romano's husband, Robert Polk, was also arrested at the scene and faces 82 counts of neglect. DeSoto County Sheriff's deputies received a complaint from a customer of the business late last month, expressing concern about the condition of her puppy, who lost 5 pounds while under the care of the owner of the business, Rose Romano. An investigation by sheriff's deputies also found complaints from previous employees, arrests out of St. Petersburg, and even a letter from a local veterinarian who had to decline spaying one puppy because, quote, she had wounds on her face, no palpable fat, ribs, vertebrae, and pelvic bones were easily visible. Before the arrests were made, deputies and DeSoto County Animal Control officials seized 39 adult dogs, 19 puppies, and 26 other animals from deplorable conditions. According to deputies, there was no food or water in sight, and there was feces and urine everywhere. The dogs are being cared for at DeSoto Animal Control, and volunteers are asking the community for donations of Hill Science Diet dog food, Nyla bones, Kong toys, milk bones, along with supplies such as laundry detergent, bleach, and thick blankets. Items can be sent to DeSoto County Animal Control, 2048 Northeast McKay Street in Arcadia. That's 2048 Northeast McKay Street, the DeSoto County Animal Control. Your local event starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 3rd. Join the City of Wauchula for a tree lighting festival at Cruz Park. There will be free food, games, toys, and live music, including a special performance from the New Hope Baptist Church Handbell Choir. Parking will be in the field next to the Wauchula Water Tower. Cars must enter on South Florida Avenue and exit onto West Main Street. Trolley service will be available. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Florida Department of Corrections is looking for non-certified correctional officers. A high school diploma or GED and driver's license are preferred. The Mentor Network is looking for a caregiver. Qualifications include age 18 years or older, a high school diploma or GED, at least 6 months of experience in the human services field, a valid driver's license, and a successful background check. And MTI America is looking for drivers. U.S. work authorization is required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Music. Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 75 degrees out, feels like 80 degrees, a 20% chance of rain, current conditions mostly cloudy, shade temperature 77 degrees, the maximum UV index is too low, winds north-northwest at 8 miles per hour with gust up to 10 miles per hour, humidity very humid 79%, the air quality is fair. Dew point 69 degrees, a 78% cloud cover, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 16,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, highs around 80, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%, tonight partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, Tuesday sunny, highs around 70, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25, and Tuesday night, clear, lows around 50, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The chorus of voices raising concerns over supply chain challenges for U.S. farmers is growing in the halls of Congress. Ag Chair Georgia Democrat David Scott tells the Georgia Farm Bureau much of the trouble with the supply chain can be traced to the pandemic, which has altered agricultural business models. Scott says we don't know how much longer it will be here, but we cannot wait to keep our food supply plentiful and secure. Carbon Robotics could have what may be the future of weed control in agriculture. They're building a small vehicle that rolls across farmland, shooting concentrated bursts of infrared light into the rows that creates audible crackles and the smell of burning vegetation as weeds smolder next to unscathed crops. Carbon Robotics founder Paul Mikesell says the unmanned autonomous laser weeder covers 15 to 20 acres per day and kills up to 100,000 weeds an hour. The U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers Boards met in Kansas City recently with supply chain troubles on the agenda. With longer supply delivery times between Asia and the West Coast and skyrocketing transit costs, Greg Barase with the Port of San Diego previewed expansion plans that introduce bulk freight loading capacity. There's also work being done to create a barge service between San Diego and marine ports to the north, including Oregon and Washington State.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. While the COVID-19 pandemic is still top of mind for many, the Department of Agriculture is reminding us to keep family and friends safe from foodborne illnesses on this Thanksgiving. Meredith Carruthers is with the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline, and she was asked what the number one mistake is when it comes to keeping the family safe.
Thawing at room temperature is the thing that kind of dooms people's Thanksgiving from the start.
When the bird is left out to thaw on the counter, the outside thaws first, where bacteria can begin to grow long before the frozen insides are ready to put in the oven.
Those then could create heat-resistant toxins that won't be killed by the cooking process. Thawing in the refrigerator is going to be the safest method of thawing. It'll take about 24 hours for every 5 pounds of turkey.
Carruthers says you could also submerge a frozen turkey in cold water, very cold, and you'll want to replace the cold water every couple of hours to make sure the bird stays cold. If you are really pressed for time, she says it is possible to cook the turkey in its frozen form. That will take about 50% longer in the oven. If you've got questions about other aspects of the Thanksgiving Day meal, the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline number is 888-MP-HOTLINE. You can also go online to askusda.gov. That will be staffed Thanksgiving Day from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street, though gains for several tech companies pushed the NASDAQ Composite to another record high in its first close over 16,000 points. The S&P 500 gave up 0.1%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.8%. A choppy several days of trading left the S&P 500 and NASDAQ higher for the week and the Dow lower. TurboTax maker Intuit jumped 10.1% after raising its profit forecast. Crude oil prices fell 3.7%. The Dow was down 269 points today to finish at 35,601. The NASDAQ gained 63 to 16,057. The S&P dropped 6 to 4,697. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Pittsburgh Steelers come from 14 down at the beginning of the fourth quarter to tie the game at 34 apiece. Then they go ahead with a field goal, 37-34, and the Chargers come right back with a touchdown strike. Right now, it's L.A. leading Pittsburgh, 41-37, two-minute warning in the fourth. Colts and the Bills this afternoon. Indianapolis comes out on top 41-15 for their fifth win out of the last six games. Jonathan Taylor with a franchise record of scoring 5 touchdowns. He insists, though, he's not the identity of this team.
Together, everything that you saw today was a culmination of the defense getting the ball back to us, creating turnovers.
In fact, Taylor is the first with 5 touchdowns in one game since Alvin Kamara ran for 6 last season. Eagles beat the Saints 40-29. This is SRN Sports.
Other football finals, the 49ers 30-10 winners over the Jags. The Washington football team 27-21 over the Panthers. Bengals beat the Raiders 32-13. Cardinals down the Seahawks 23-12 in Russell Wilson's return. Chiefs beat the Cowboys 19-9. Ravens over the Bears 16-13. Browns 13, Lions 10. Texans 22-12 over the Titans. Dolphins beat the Jets 24-17. Vikings beat the Packers 34-31. Basketball, Clippers get past the Mavericks 97-91. Paul George with 29 points. Reggie Jackson added 23. It's the third game without Luka Doncic. Lakers beat the Pistons 121-116. LeBron James ejected early in the third after drawing blood by hitting Isaiah Stewart in the face. Suns run their winning streak to 12. They rout the Nuggets 126-97. Bulls beat the Knicks 109-103. Warriors 119-104 over the Raptors. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: tennis movies are the worst. I think there's just too much back and forth. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.